Welcome to St. Louis On the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today, we're taking a look at the impact the millennial generation might have on one key aspect of our economy, housing, home sales, and housing construction. The millennials, young people aged 18 to 35, are a huge demographic and are therefore hugely influential on social and economic trends in this country. With me in studio to talk about millennials and housing trends is Barry Upchurch, the 2017 president of St. Louis Realtors, the largest real estate association in Missouri. Barry, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Don. Thanks a lot. It's exciting to be here.
You know, I think the perception generally is that millennials don't want to own homes. Good perception, accurate perception or not?
Well, we know it's wrong, and it's going to get even wronger if you can say that. Mm-hmm. Millennials just especially love St. Louis, love to buy homes in St. Louis, and we're happy to have them.
Are we just talking about St. Louis in terms of the millennial appetite for real estate?
Well, millennials are really, as you said, that 18 to 35 age group, and they're the largest group of population next to the baby boomers, which is kind of what my generation is. Mm-hmm. So they've taken a little bit more time to kind of get out of the basement and buy homes, but they're starting to come online in a pretty big way.
Online is the way they would do it, isn't it?
Exactly, right.
And in fact, is that, do you think, helping the interest they have in the housing market?
Yeah. Millennials, by and large, are very tech savvy, and they're into teams, and they like studying a lot of stuff. And they're totally different than their parents. You know, they like actually coming and living in the city. They like the charm of the city. They like the walkability, which is really a big thing for St. Louis. And that's why they're turned on to St. Louis, one thing.
What else does St. Louis have going for it in this respect?
Well, actually, there was an interesting study by Penny Hoarder that just came out in July. A millennial friend of mine who's a law student, Martina, tweeted about it. And basically, millennials love the walkability of St. Louis. They love all the free things that we have in St. Louis. Part of that study included what they call a coffee fanatic score. And so millennials love their coffee. They love to walk down to the – they love dogs. And St. Louis is just perfect for, the zoo, the botanical garden, the art museum. I mean, there's so much to do here, and millennials just love it.
Well, I was going to get to the dog thing a little bit later, but now that you've brought it up, I've been reading about this, and apparently that is one of the big factors in decisions to buy homes so that they have a place with adequate room for their pets.
Matter of fact, millennials, they'll get their dogs before they'll get married, and they'll get their house before they get married too, a lot of them. Now, it's not typical in all cases, but millennials, they have go to a beat to a different drummer than their baby boomer parents.
We were just talking about the dog thing yesterday with one of our guests, and what came up was the fact that because they're waiting longer to have children, they're sort of going through the nurturing stage with these pets.
Right. Yeah. And actually, they're looking for a little bit smaller houses. Again, they're trying to move closer in the city. They love Old North. They love the Tower Grove area. I mean, the Grove. There's just so many places. The great thing about St. Louis is, we've got 79 neighborhoods just in the city and another 90 municipalities with different vibes, different elements about them that people just love. So millennials, if they need to get with a good St. Louis realtor and kind of hone what exactly they're looking for, because St. Louis has got it all.
Well, I was going to get to some of those things that you have just mentioned there, but the city of St. Louis has a lot, as you've indicated, that would appeal to millennials. But one of the interesting things that I've learned is that a place like Quincy, Illinois, ranks 11th in the country.
Uh-huh.
It's smaller. It doesn't have the big city thing, that there's this thing called 18-hour cities. Millennials want to have plenty to do, but they don't want to do it 24/7.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, this Penny Hoarder, which ranked St. Louis as number one, looking at a number of factors. It looked at housing, affordability of housing. It looked at local prices, and also this coffee fanatic score that I mentioned, which includes like walkability, et cetera. And we were just ranked number one in July for that. Columbia, Missouri was ranked 15th on the list, so it made it on the list, but we beat out Columbia, Missouri, and also Lawrence, Kansas, where the the Jayhawks are. They're 21 on the list. So we were one of the few, cities that millennials just love. And I tell you, a lot of it is driven by jobs. And millennials need jobs. Their parents want them to have jobs.
And this is a high-tech town, and the kind of jobs that many of them would gravitate towards are right here in St. Louis.
Exactly. Matter of fact, there was a study done by Glassdoor, which is a California-based jobs and recruiting website, and it ranked St. Louis fifth when it comes to new jobs. Matter of fact, we've got around 105,000 new jobs coming online in St. Louis, which is hard for people in St. Louis to believe, and that's kind of the nature of St. Louis. We're a little hard on ourselves than we should be, and if we just thought about it, St. Louis is a great place to live.
From the realtor's perspective, how important are they to your business?
They're huge, and if you look at it from the standpoint of who's buying homes in St. Louis, millennials really led the way. 40% of all home ownership in St. Louis is millennials. And a lot of people don't realize some millennials haven't bought. A number of them have. A number of them are getting ready to upgrade now because they are getting married, and they're looking for a little bit bigger house, and maybe they're looking for a different neighborhood or schools or whatever their criteria is.
You say that they love the city. Is it active in the county with this group?
Yeah, and again, the county is such a diverse place. You've got so many neighborhoods. And I'll tell you, one thing we're really proud of the St. Louis Realtors is we're a 140-year-old organization. We actually helped create the National Association of Realtors. And so to kind of honor that, what we're doing with St. Louis Realtors is we're starting a brand new website, stlrealtors.com, with all the communities in it. It's going to be a consumer-based website, and it's going to have all the communities, so millennials as well as baby boomers and whoever can go on and not only search the neighborhoods, but they can also do property search. We're going to have this coming out in November sometime, so we're real excited about it.
How difficult is it generally for them to get into the housing market? I'm thinking they're younger, there are credit issues, I'm sure. There is the whole idea of not being totally established yet in career and that sort of thing.
Yeah, great question. Baby boomers come at it a little bit differently because a lot of them do have, student debt that they have, and they kind of have to work through that. And actually, about 24% of millennials buy their home with help from a family or relative member. So they're kind of finding mom and dad or grandmother and grandfather to help them put down the down payment or the money they need for the inspections. So they're finding a way to get it done. It might be a little bit harder. That's the reason why a lot of them waited until they're around their early 30s before they actually jumped in and bought a home.
Is that really very much different than the way it was for baby boomers, for instance?
A little bit. A lot of baby boomers like myself, we really gravitated out to the county, to the newer construction that was being built for, the sprawl that we talk about all the time. But right now, there's not as many new homes that are being built. You're seeing some on the very low end. About 50% of the homes in St. Louis City and County sell below $200,000 right now. And so that's where a lot of the millennials are gravitating to.
Smaller places, obviously, to get their start.
Yeah, and actually our average ticket for St. Louis City and County, if you look at the August numbers, it just dropped down to around $175,000. So we're extremely affordable. We're like the second most affordable city to live in for everybody. And so we should be really, really proud of that. We've got great homes. We've got really neat brick homes in the city that are being repurposed. And, if you're really good with a hammer, then you can kind of take on some projects. But if you're not, you might want to spend more time down at the coffee shop and enjoy going to the Muni than swinging a hammer.
Is there enough housing stock out there to meet the demand?
Really good question. And I tell you, it's really tight right now. Looking at August, the months of inventory on the market right now is 3.7 months. And what's called a neutral market, neither a buyer's nor a seller's market, is 6 to 6.5. And so we're really a seller's market. And that actually gets more stressed as you get in that 200,000 and below category. But I tell you, there's some really sweet pockets in the city that are going to be up and coming that we're really excited about. There's a neat project I went to, a groundbreaking, which is not too far away from here. It's over by Vandeventer and CB Banks. It's Van Deventer Estates, and it's going to be the first time we're going to have market rate homes north of the Del Mar Divide, which is huge for St. Louis.
Hmm. What exactly does that mean, the market rate home? What are we really saying?
Yeah, what that means is there's no kind of like assistance of getting the home established, that actually we're looking for people that are going to – now, you know, they can still get some general down payment or assistance from their family or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it's not like it's subsidized housing like, you know, you saw in the old days, you know. So it's very exciting to see that happen. The average ticket, I think, is going to be around $250 for those, you know, three-bedroom, two-three-bath mm-hmm. houses.
Which is generally in the range that you were talking about. Maybe a little higher than
– for new construction. Yeah. You're going to have to pay up for that.
You were talking before we went on the air, sort of lamenting the fact that Proposition NS didn't pass during the last election cycle.
Right.
What would that have meant?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we still don't know whether NS
– Explain what it is.
Yeah,
if you would.
Yeah, NS was really a property tax, which actually the realtors backed. You say, why are realtors backing this? Because it's kind of against taxing more property. But it's supposed to help vacant and abandoned properties – and basically seal up a handful of homes to make them more watertight, so then we can work with developers to put them back in the market, because we really do need inventory. Yeah. And that would have been a great way to do it. It wouldn't solve the entire problem, but it would be one of those ways for us to, you know, put some new homes back on the market and also shore up, you know, communities that these homes are in. It passed by over a majority, but we needed a certain percentage, and we didn't get there. But there's a dispute now, and it might go to court to see whether we're going to allow to say that actually the state or the local one dictates.
But if in fact it were passed, if we're put forth again, or if there is some change in that actual result, this would be the perfect thing for the population that we're talking about.
Right. And the St. Louis Realtors, we contributed, I think, $10,000 to that campaign. And I tell you, it was money well spent. And I don't think we're done with that discussion. I'm really excited about our new mayor. And, you know, nothing against Mayor Slay, but, you know, there's like going to be a new sheriff in town, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to do things differently than we've done them before.
Along these lines, if this kind of housing stock does become available, I have to take a break. But if, in fact, this does happen, we know that this group has a very strong entrepreneurial spirit among this group of younger people that we're talking about. Is there any indication that any of them are buying property to manage and run as property managers, that sort of thing?
Yeah. And I tell you, I manage 50 properties for my family, and I say that's not for the weak of heart, you know.
Sure.
And in the old days, when the economy kind of dropped in 2008, 2009, people became reluctant landlords, and they've quickly tried to get out of the business now that their house is kind of above water mm-hmm. or they can sell it now.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend that to a millennial unless they really want to be in that business.
Did the 2008 recession have any impact, do you think, or residual impact on young people maybe being a little bit more cautious about buying homes?
Yeah, definitely on the cautious part. Most of the millennials weren't in the game at that point, so
yeah,
it was
sure.
the generation before that really got hurt bad with that.
And but they watched it happen.
Exactly, and yeah. they watched the struggles with their parents, and that's kind of burned in their mind. So just like my parents that grew up in the Depression who saved every last one of their pennies, you know, that's going to be with them for a long time.
Right. We're talking with Barry Upchurch, who is the 2017 president of the St. Louis Realtors Organization. We'll come back and continue the conversation. We're talking about the impact of millennials on the housing market and the real estate market. And it may be surprising, if you weren't with us at the beginning, to learn that 40% of home ownership in our area here, in fact, are owned by those young people 18 to 35. Back with Barry Upchurch in just a moment. If you'd like to become a part of the conversation, by the way, do you have questions about millennial home buying? We'd love to hear from you at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email to talk@stlpublicradio.org, or if you would prefer, send us a tweet at STL on Air. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. And welcome back to our conversation with Barry Upchurch, the president of St. Louis Realtors. I have a tweet here, Barry, that I'll read to you. Millennials cannot afford to buy homes in coastal cities like San Francisco and Boston, but those places have the best job markets for that demographic. St. Louis has cheap housing, but lousy job prospects for millennials. That's why it's so affordable. You take exception to that.
I do. Yeah, yeah. You're not looking hard enough. The jobs are here, and there's more coming. You look at NGA West, and they're going to spend $1.7 billion for their new facility, you know, in North County, and they're going to have, I think, 3,500 jobs that they're moving, and they're going to be a lot of new jobs they're going to spin off of that in addition to Cortex, T-Rex. And as everybody knows, with the Danforth family, they were really big on what we do with bioscience. So, my gosh, Monsanto, and looks like Bayer's going to keep a lot of Monsanto jobs here, Pfizer, Express Scripts. I mean, I could go on and on. Emerson, there's so many opportunities. Mm-hmm. And the opportunities, like I said, 105,000 jobs that are going to be coming online in St. Louis, jobs especially related to communications, recruiting. As I mentioned, bioscience. I didn't even talk about the, you know, Washington University and the medical center. I mean, the doctors that are coming to town, all the research that we're doing with the Siteman Center.
Yeah, those jobs are important to this group, needless to say. We have another message here, this one from Kelly. Is owning a home responsible today given volatility in the market, especially if you don't want to put sweat equity into it?
Yeah, good question. Well, I'll tell you, if you're not going to be around for at least 5 years, you know, if you're only going to be around for 2 or 3 years, I think renting probably would be a good option for you. But if you're going to be here for 5 years and you can kind of say this is the place that I want to live, I love this community, then I would invest in St. Louis. I'm a big contrarian, and, you know, we really saw the bottom hit back in, you know, 2009 and 2010, and we've kind of worked our way back up. So the question is, do you want to put your stock, your money in the stock market when it's starting to get kind of high up there, or do you want to invest in something that's affordable and is, you know, you can actually use your money?
What sort of tips and advice do you have for these first-time home buyers that we're talking about?
Well, the first thing I would do is I'd get with a St. Louis realtor. You want to get with a realtor.
I knew you were going to say
that. Yeah, I know. Somebody who's qualified. We have a code of ethics that dates back to 1913. And you want to interview probably three agents and make sure that you kind of look at maybe somebody who's in the community that you're interested in. Maybe you want to look at somebody who's an independent broker or somebody who's with a franchise company, but get a variety. And millennials are very big on teams. So you want to ask them, well, what is your team? What's your bench strength look like? I mean, what type of lenders do you have? And that's the next, you know, kind of thing is if you don't have your own lender, a realtor can recommend one to you. And we're very big on making sure we get with lenders and financial institutions that can actually close the deal, because that's the only way we get paid, right?
Mm-hmm. You've got to have a lot of ducks in a row before you really get rolling, correct?
Yeah, and a realtor is just somebody who just doesn't, like, find the house and that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's about half of the transaction right there. The big thing, especially for millennials who are buying these older houses, inspections are really key. So we need to make sure that, you know, if you're buying a house that's, you know, 60, 80, 100 years old, you might want to get somebody who's a structural engineer to maybe do the general inspection. You want to do your termite. You might want to do a sewer lateral to make sure that there's, you know, we've got clay pipes, that there's not a break in the line, because those could be big dollars. Mm-hmm. Your foundation, you need to make sure that your foundation's in good shape. So realtors can help you figure all that out.
What about the issue of credit? You know, younger people, not fully established, seeking a big loan, $150,000, $200,000, right, could be a problem.
Yeah, so you really need to get with somebody who's a lender. We actually have an affiliate friends who are members of the St. Louis Realtor Association, and that list is on our stlrealtors.com, and they're great people to go to figure out, first of all, what you're qualified for. And even though you might qualify for a big number, you might not want to go all the way to the top. Now, as people start in St. Louis, they're generally pretty conservative, and they start looking around and seeing, now we're going to have to be a little bit more competitive with how high we go up to get exactly what we're looking for. Again, friends and family can give you money. And then you've got to make this decision about, do you want a 30-year fixed rate like, you know, I did, or do you want a 15, or do you want to do an ARM? I mean, that some of those people
adjustable
got
– adjustable rate
more. Right, yeah. And people got burnt back in the days when the market dropped out because they couldn't refi. They got stuck in their house. They were underwater. They owe more on it than their mortgage. And then their ARM came due and their rates popped up. And so, You know, millennials are smart people and they're savvy, but they still need to have a good team behind them to explain the ins and outs and the pluses of, you know, what type of loan you want to get.
How much should they expect to have for a down payment?
Yeah, good question. So I would say, you know, look at how much you're making. And generally, somewhere in that 30% range of your monthly income should probably go towards housing. Initially, when you get in, it might be a little bit more. But the Dodd-Frank, which is a federal law that got passed, changed a lot of how we deal with providing consumers information. So when you get with a lender, the first thing they have to do is give you something called a loan estimate, which is a sheet. And that'll tell you exactly what you need to bring to closing, because you have to bring money to closing not only for the down payment, but you might have to pay for appraisals and, you know, your title insurance and a number of other things, in addition to the inspection cost.
Are they picky buyers? Sophisticated buyers?
Some of both. Some are in a hurry. You know, sometimes you see the pretty house with a neat curb appeal and it's got a lot of bells and whistles. But I tell you, I head to the basement right away because, you know, you got a leaky basement. And I always like to, it's a beautiful day today, but the best day to look at a house or inspect a house is when it's raining, because you can tell whether the roof is leaking or whether the basement is leaking.
A lot of people have been burned by not doing that and checking the basement to look for water stains and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's big dollars. I mean, you could spend easily $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to, you know, have to redo the basement, especially in these older homes in St. Louis. So you need to really understand what you're buying. You need to get with a reputable realtor who can get you with a good inspector. A lot of us use what's called ASHI inspectors that go through a kind of a rigorous process.
We're really at the early stage of this, for given the age group that we're talking about. But are they responsible buyers in terms of meeting their obligations? Are there many defaulted mortgages?
Defaults are way down for everybody. I think we really cleared out a lot of the kind of bad things that happened back in the, you know, 2010, 11, and 12. So we're seeing very, very few. Now, the rental market was pretty hot there for a while because, you know, a lot of times people had to move to another place with a different job and they couldn't sell their house. So it became available and people had bankruptcies, they had foreclosures, they had short sales. And so they had no option but to rent for a while. Those people are starting to kind of go through their, you know, probation period of seven, eight, you know, years, and are starting to feel like, okay, now I can kind of jump back in again.
You mentioned early on that they have favored neighborhoods, or some neighborhoods seem more favored than others. Tower Grove is one that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. What about the idea of scouting out neighborhoods? Do you have any advice for doing that, or would you just assume that these folks would pretty much know where they want to live?
No, I tell you, people think they know where they want to live and they have a preconceived notion about that. But this is a major – this is like your largest investment that you're going to make for, you know, the next 5 or 10 years. So and St. Louis has such diversity. I've seen people start with a different price range in a different area and all of a sudden they're like fell in love with a different house in another area. So you really need to kind of look around. And with today's automation – it's really easy for us to like automatically send you information and you can kind of weed through stuff. Millennials, you know, love looking at their computer and kind of – it's like everybody's favorite game to kind of look at houses and kind of figure out what they like about houses.
And that's a good way to find out what neighborhoods on the upswing, as it's been put to me, or whether or not they're in the process of maybe deteriorating a little bit.
Yeah, and I tell you, and I know I'm a contrarian, but I think the best place to buy a home is north of the Delmar Divide right now, because that imaginary line which we've drawn is going to get wider and wider. And I tell you, that's probably going to be one of the best places to invest. Now, you need to, you know, be sophisticated about how you do that. But if you're looking to kind of long-term, 5-10 years, there's some really great pockets in St. Louis that are going to do much better than others that you might have to pay a real premium for. Cherokee Street is a really neat place. You know, a lot of neat vibe, a lot of businesses, coffee shops, great places to eat. So there's a lot of neat places in St. Louis.
You mentioned north of the Delmar Divide. That would help perhaps resolve some other problems that we have in this community too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, the fact that I'm the 140th president of St. Louis, coming from the South, I really and pretty much living here since 65, I kind of had a real perspective that I really felt like we needed to kind of invest in all of St. Louis, not just different parts of it. And I was involved with a decade with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater St. Louis. Great organization. They had one location when I started with them 10 years ago, and now I think they're up to 7 locations all the way up to Spanish Lake and, you know, Ferguson. So, you know, St. Louis is a very charitable town, and we give so much back. Millennials are very charitable people, too. They want to invest in the community that they're in. And so, and I tell you, they're into walking to the coffee shop with their dog. So that's
– there you go.
And they, yeah.
We have 45 seconds left very, very quickly. Are they into environmentally friendly purchases, green homes, for instance?
Yeah. And actually, I was just reading a book, and I'm going to say this wrong. It's Akigo, which talks about longevity, and the Japanese are known for living for over 100 or 110 years. And the study said – all those people had their own garden. Uh-huh. So I would say millennials, if you want to live a long life and live it in St. Louis, get a garden.
Any tax credits for them very quickly?
There's some, yeah. And we have down payment assistance on our multi-lease system. So check that out.
The realtor will help.
Yep.
Barry Upchurch, thank you so much for being with us, president of the St. Louis Realtors. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.